had a blila ova, chilasa isa means I had a blila ova, then it's chayv and chala, even if you do a bishul later on. If it's chilasa sugana, means it had a blila raka, was a batter that you pour, but soifa, then it depends whether you bake it in the oven. So if it's soifa isa means sof, means the afia versus the bishul. If lebesof, you baked it in an oven, then it'll also be chayv and chala. If it's chilasa, this soifa sugana means it was a blila raka, and then you never did an afia either, you did a bishul. Chilas of the sofas have gone, and then the Mishnah says you pot them in achala. That's how the Rabbin and Tam reads it. The Ramban says no, he likens up, that's not what it means. Chilas of gone and not chilas of isa means when you did the nesina samayim, when you did the depends whether you bake it in the oven. So if it's sofa isa means sof means the afia versus the bishul. If le besof you baked it in an oven, then it'll also be chayv achala. Afov hifish men achala. If it's chilas of this sofa of gone means it was a blila raka. And then you never did an afi either, you did a bishul. Chilas of the sofas have gone, and then the Mishnah says you pot them in achala. That's how the Rabbin and Tam reads it. The Ramban says, no, he likens up, that's not what it means. Chilas of gone, and not chilas of isa means, when you did the nesina samayim, when you did the gilgul, what did you have in mind for later? Did you plan to do a bishul, or did you plan to do an afiya? So chilas of isa means, I plan to do an afiya. If in the beginning, when you made the gilgul, you plan to do an afiya, then you chayv and chala, even if you change your mind later and you never do the afiya, and you do a bishul, doesn't matter, since at the time that you did the nesinas mayim and the gilgul, you were planning to do an afiya, it already became this chayv and chala, so it doesn't become potter. If it was chilas of sugar, it means I plan to do a bishul, even if it's a blila of in the beginning, if I plan to do a bishul, so the Ramban says, you're not chayv and chala. So if I plan to do a bishul, I'm not chayv, that chilas of sugar, but then so far, Isa, I changed my mind ultimately and I do bake it in the oven. So then the afiyah will be mechayim. In that case, the afiyah will be mechayim. So in the Yerideh, as well as in the Orachayim, by Hamoitzi and by Hilchos Chatrosh Eschala, the Mechabed paskins like the Ramban. He doesn't paskin like the Shach. He doesn't paskin like the Rabbein Tam. But the Shach there recommends that you should be choshish for the Shitas Rabbein Tam. The height of the following. This is a common case. Let's say they have a bakery. Or balabasta, it doesn't matter. Bakery is usually mosa. Because usually balabasta doesn't bake so many cookies that you should be chai b'chal. You have to bake a significant amount. So let's say a woman is baking a lot, or in a bakery they have a lot. So they have batter. So they mix flour with water and it's all loose. It's all liquidy and it pours. So the Mechaber says, like the Ramban, if you plan to do an afiyah, so you chai b'chala right away, but the whole thing is all liquidy. So how are you going to be mafish chala? Usually mafish chala, you take out a little dough and you burn it. What are you going to stick your fingers into the batter? So either that, or you take a spoon and you stick the spoon in and you pour out part of the liquid like this. So the Shach recommends you should be machmer for the Shitas Rabbein Tam, the Hainu, not to be mafish the chala when it's in a liquid state. You should wait till after you do the afiyah. And then the Rabbein Tam will be masking with the Ramban that it will become nischai b'chal, because you had the sofa wisdom. So that's the psak of the Shach, to be choshish for the Rabbein Tam shita, not to be mafish chala until the end.
Would a bishul have to have kormu for nepo and also tshuva?
And yeah, okay. Kormu paneho is a concept that only applies to afiyah. If you have afiyah, you have to have kormu paneho. And bishul, there's no kormu paneho. That's another klal. Let's say a person has oatmeal cereal. I have 25, I'm the cook for the camp. I'm a cook in a hotel, whatever, or in a hospital place. And I'm cooking a gigantic pot full of wheatina, farina, oatmeal cereal, something like that. So there's no chiyuv afrosh eschala in that. You have to have a loaf. Cake, cookies, that's called challah. A lot of people make a mistake. They think that challah has to do with challah. It has nothing to do with challah. Challah is the same by cake and cookies. The word challah in Chumash means isa. It doesn't mean we, in our common usage, we call the loaf of bread, we call the challah that we eat on Shabbos. But in Biblical Hebrew, how does it say in Chumash? Why b'chol melachem haaretz tarimu reishis haaretz haseichem challah, reishis haaretz haseichem challah tarimu truma l'Hashem. So it doesn't mean you should be mafish challah. That's a Yiddishism. The Mishnah is called afrosh challah. In Chumash, the word challah means the isa, means the raw dough. It doesn't mean the final product of challah. Hafrosh challah has nothing to do with eating challah on Shabbos. The chiyuv hafrosh challah applies to cakes and cookies also. But you have to have a loaf. It has to be a loaf shape. If it's liquidy like this, farina, wheatina, oatmeal, cereal, something like that, that's not a loaf. And Tosfos has other cases. Let's say you have spaghetti. So it's also nishken loaf. I'll be pashtun. It has to have some kind of a tzuras apas. It has to have a body to it. If it doesn't have any body, then you're not chayven afreshes cham. So again, this Tosfos over here, tchon of afor, this is shaloi kaloch. Nikra din, we don't pass him. The Chabad does not pass him like the Tosfos. The Shach recommends he should be choishish for this Rabbi Natam, and Tosfos dima maschot tchon of afor, that you shouldn't do the afreshes chala till lefty do the afiyah. If it had a blila raka, you should wait till later. You see, when Tosfos talks about a blila raka, there are different degrees of blila raka. A blila ovo haste, if it's thick, like you're baking challis for Shabbos, you have a thick dough. And then you can have a blila raka mamish that pours mamish came up like water. Then you can have a blila raka, it doesn't pour like water, but it's not like this, you hold it, the batter will fall out just like this. You'll hold it long enough, it'll finally fall out. It'll roll out, but it's also a big mush. So that's a question. When we talk about a blila rako, when you do a blila rako, the Rabbi and Tom says you chayv and chal if you do an afiyah. The Ramban says you don't even need the afiyah once you if you did a blila rako, I died to do an afiyah. It's very chayv and chal. Now when you say blila rako, you mean even if it pours like water, or you're only talking a blila rako that it's not so thick. Then it's not going to budge at all. It'll roll. It'll take a while. It'll roll. You must have seen different kinds. So that's a big machlokes. If you have a blila raka mamish that pours came up like water, that's a machlokes. So the Abnei Nezer has a tshuva about that. So first he says, well, we should follow the minig maybe. The minig by the bakers is that they're not mafish challah. So he says, what minig by bakers? The bakers don't know, they don't know the head from the feet. What's from minig? They never asked any shaylos. Does haistnish get minig? He says, we have to discuss by the rabbanim. So he discusses by the rabbanim, and it comes up lahalacha that the bakers are right. He thinks the bakers are right. Now, so Soloveitchik said that he heard from his mother that when she got married, Rab Chaim told his mother that she doesn't have to be mafish challah on sponge cake, where it's mamash of lila rachmi, like the Avnei Nezer's psak. There was a big machlekes, the Avnei Nezer quotes, a machlekes in his generation. Because since it's mamish of lila, Rab Chaim said that since it's chalas chutz la'aretz is only the rabbanon, chalas eretz yisrael b'zman hazeh is also only the rabbanon, because we don't have a rov yisrael living in eretz yisrael. So the Gemara says in ksum is only the rabbanon. But chalas chutz la'aretz is even a lower level of the rabbanon. The Gemara has in b'cheres a list of kulis that only apply to chalas chutz la'aretz. Rab Chaim said that since the Gemara is so make on a chalas chutz la'aretz, he thought that you can make on this issue also, that if a mamish pours a blila rakam yod like sponge cake, so he told Rav Soloveitchik's mother when she got married that she doesn't have to be mafish chal. That's how they have an Ezer Paskins also. Yeriday, they don't make any distinction. Yeriday, they just talk about blila rakam, blila over. They don't say two kinds of blila rakam, whether if it pours mamish like water, or it'll roll, it'll take a while, but it's going to roll out, that it's in between a batter that pours like water and the dough of a bread. That was a big machlokes. Then the Gemara continues. Rav Meir says that pasuk b'tzeh be'ach ni'etz Hashem, b'tzeh means the one who makes compromises. Le'nema b'tzeh ala keneged Yehuda shenema v'yam Yehuda lech ma'betzeh kenar ha'zachin v'chisina es dama l'chuv nim keren ala yishma'elim. So Rashi comments over here. Keneged Yehuda, Rashi writes, shehoi l'olom en'achzirena li'avinu. They should have said, let's not do anything. Let's bring him back home to the father. Achri shehoi dvarav nishmoyim li'echov. If I'm in a predicament where they're not going to listen to me, so I should at least try to make a Hatzolah Purta. This is a klal for politics also. Let's say when you have a coalition government in Eretz Yisrael, you have the religious and the anti-religious parties in the government, see, if you're going to insist on the Derech HaTorah and the others, will just kick you out of the coalition and they'll run the government without you. So don't insist on the Derech HaTorah. Try to make a Hatzolah Purta. Try to make a little compromise. But if they are going to listen to you, If they are going to listen, so why do you make a compromise? Just not to hurt their feelings. If they're doing wrong, so what should they be concerned about hurting their feelings? Explain to them and convince them that this is the correct way to do it. And don't do it your way at all. You don't give in a little bit. You don't do a Hatzolah Purta. Why should you do Hatzolah Purta? If Dvarav Nishmoim, so that's why the pasuk is condemning Yehuda. You see that Yehuda was respected by the other brothers. He was treated like the melech among them, even though he wasn't the oldest. So whatever he says, they're going to listen to him. So why did he have to make a compromise? He should have said, don't touch Yosef, even though we're angry at him, wherever you have tainus, but you have no right to chat to him. So that's what the pasuk is contending with. But say a beirech liyetz Hashem. Whoever praises Yehuda who made a compromise is sinning because Yehuda was wrong on that compromise. He shouldn't have made a compromise if he had the upper hand. Okay. The next Tana says mitzvah l'tzoya, as it says in the pasuk. Emes u'mishpat shalom shifta b'sharechem. What do you mean mishpat shalom? There's such a thing as a mishpat shalom. Give a din Torah. Whoever loses is unhappy. So what kind of shalom is this? And the answer is there is shaykh to have a mishpat where all the parties are going to be happy. When is that? You make a pshara. If you give a psak, pshara doesn't mean 50-50, so then they're both going to be angry. A pshara means you give a psak that Yosha dictates, whatever, so that's going to be a mishpat shalom. He's a mishpat shiesh, but shalom haviyam is a bitzav. Chemi David Omer, vahi David Oysa mishpat d'tzdoka. What do you mean mishpat d'tzdoka? How can you have mishpat d'tzdoka? So it means mishpat d'tzdoka is a bitzua. Means a psak of lefnim mishua saden. Frag di gemara, nu. Hason the Tana come. What do you do? The Tana Rab Loza Ben Osher Abliyos Aglili holds also leftzoya. So what does he do with that pasuk? According to the other Tana, holds that it's also leftzoya. That's how Rashi learns. Tana come is Rab Loza Ben Osher Abliyos Aglili. It says he's not allowed to make up pshare. So what does he do with this pasuk in Zechariah chapter Ches? Mishpat Shalom. What does he do with the pasuk in Shmuel Beis? Mishpat Tzedaka. Hayadav Dov is a mishpat Tzedaka. And for the Gemara, oh, he said that that pasuk goes on the following case. Then he sees Baruch, and he sees Neba. The one who lost the din Torah is a poor man. So how is he going to pay? He has no money to pay. So David HaMelech would take the money out of his own pocket. So that's Echitimtze. That's Vayi David Oysa Mishpat Utsdoka. He gave a Mishpat, and then if he saw that the one who was in Schaif Bedin couldn't afford it, so he would give him Utsdoka that he should pay. That's how that Tana says. He says the pasuk isn't referring to a pshara. I remember we once had a din Torah. A person had a din Torah against the yeshiva, a certain famous yeshiva, and so he was afraid to go to their bed. And they were, for some reason or another, they picked me. So they both came to the yeshiva. This fellow was from out of town, yeshiva from Eretz Yisrael. So they waited till he came to America, and then they were presenting the case. So I told them, I think the din is that the yeshiva is chayav. They owed him a couple of $1,000. They said they didn't know, whatever. So I said the din is that they owe him a couple of $1,000, and then I gave a donation to the yeshiva. I wasn't going to give a $10,000 donation, I gave up a couple of $100 donation. So then the guy saw that I was giving a donation, so he was mevater also part of the money that they owe. So it came out that they were going to pay him a couple of $1,000. Instead of the whole $15,000, whatever it was, and he gave up, say, $7,000-$8,000. I paid a little bit, and he was mevater a little bit. That's what the pasuk says, that's what it means. That David HaMelech was always a mishpat d'tzdoka. He gave a mishpat, not a pshara. But then, when he saw that they couldn't afford, so he gave tzedakah from his own pocket. Okay. Then the Gemara goes by. Then on the first wide line, the Gemara has Rav Shimon ben Asi Yomer, Shnayim Shebo'u Lefanecha Ledin, two people come for a din Torah. Are you allowed to recommend that maybe they should have pshar? So he says it depends. Hachalai Tishma Devreim, if they didn't begin presenting the Tainus, or even if they did present the Tainus, Misha Tishma Devreim, however, Yatei Yodei Lechana Din Noite. You didn't hear enough, or you didn't have a chance to look it up in Shulchan Aruch yet, you still don't know in which direction the din is going to be. So if you didn't even get that far into the din Torah, then the din is atar Rashi Olam Lahem Tzu Bitzu. You're permitted to recommend to them, to suggest they should have a pshar. However, Misha Tishma Devrem, Ati Yedei Lech Ana Din Noite, if you already heard the presentation of the Tainus, and you already know in which direction it's going to go, you didn't figure out dollars and cents, the details of how much it's going to go, but you already have an inkling of what direction is going to go, that's a shiur haskolas hadin. That's called haskolas hadin. After the haskolas hadin, then you're not allowed to suggest pshara. So the Gemara says this is in disagreement with the top line in the Tosefta, the Tanakama Mamash. Tanakama said nigmar hadin. Yata Rasha Lutza. Up until nigmar hadin, you're allowed to suggest pshara. Whatever nigmar hadin meant was the machlokes Rashi and Tosis. Rashi said nigmar hadin meant Bezin said ish ploni yata zakai. And Taisa says, no, the otot are holding by saying the Gemara Din. Since it's already kol kach borer, Taisa, the Bezin already knows the whole psak din, every last penny, so then they're not allowed to recommend to them pshar. So the Gemara says on the next daf, that's the machlok is this time and the other time. This time Rav Shimon ben Asi says, after haskolas adin, you're not allowed. And what's the definition of haskolas adin? Haskolas adin means you've already heard the tainus, and you already know, lahechan adinot, you know what direction is going to fall, that's called haskolas adin. Masechah Shabbos is a din that you're not allowed to start a din Torah before Mincha if you didn't daven Mincha yet. But if it's Chilu, then aim of seeking. Well, that's going to be such a long din Torah, it's going to go forever, you're going to miss Mincha. So then you got to daven mincha, but you don't think that it's going to be such a long nintara. So lachatchili, you're not allowed to start it nintara before mincha, because it may extend. But in mischilu ain't mafsikim. So what's called hischilu? So the Gemara, what's called haschovas adin? So the Gemara says when the dayanim did the atifa. So Rashi explains on the Gemara there that because the lekim nitzar badaskel, because we assume the shechina is present to help the dayanim issue the psak. So whenever one is in the presence of the Shechina, he's mechuyev to dress ba'atifo. He should dress up in a fashion of with more derecherets. So that's why the dayanim have to sit with the talis over the head, or the shalah kodesh, right, the pischik shuvah, in Choshen Mishpat quotes from the shalah, either atifa means a talis over the head, or they should wear a hat. Or they should wear a hat, he says, like we do by Mincha Ma'ariv. By Shachris, they didn't wear a hat, they wore a talis over the head. By Mincha Ma'ariv, they used to wear a hat. So he says, the dayanim are supposed to have atifa out of kovet ha'shechina. So once they do the atifa, so that's called Haskola Sadin. So that's Haskola Sadin over there. Like the Gemara says, let's say you're not allowed to eat. You're not allowed to eat a meal before you daven mincha. What if you're ready hischila? You already started the meal, and you plan that the meal is going to be finished before. It's not a chasen. It's going to last forever. It's going to be a brief meal. It's not going to be more than an hour. So then in hischila ei mafsikin. So the Gemara says, meimas Haskola Sasuda what? So the Gemara says, Mishiyata Chagoro. In the days of the Gemara, used to walk around all the time with a tight belt. And when they were about to eat, they would open up the belt that they should be able to eat the food in a comfortable fashion. That's not Haskola. We wouldn't call that Haskola. For that purpose, that's Haskola Sasura. So Haskola Sadin, what's called Haskola Sadin Torah, after the Dayarim do Atifa. That's a different din. But here, the Gemara wants to know, Alpidin, this Tana Rab Shimon Ben Menasya says, Vos heist Haskola Sadin, Mishetish Medivrem, Vato Yodea, Lehechen Adin Noita. And the same thing, he has another case. He has another case with the first very wide line after that. Rabbi Shudan, Lokeshaimer, another din that's the same. Shnaim, by the tiny letter Dalit. Shnaim Shabol the din, second very wide line. Shnaim Shabol the din, Echarat and Echad Kosher. Two people come for din Torah. Oh, this guy's a character, you'll never win with him. So I have a right to say, I have no time. I'm busy, I'm over my head, I have no time. Even though it's not true, I'm not so busy. I don't want to get involved. I have no patience for this mishnah zanutnik, atzidreit, or whatever. I don't want to get involved. What if they already presented the dinter? I didn't know who they are. They presented the case, and now I realize one of them is a meshugana, and one of them is a threat. He's a terror. I don't want to get involved with him. I don't want to mess with him. So then, am I allowed to back out? Since the chadin lo sugurim pniish, but the din lo sugurim pniish only sets in after haschalas adinter. If the Hasdintar didn't really begin yet, so then not. So what's the shear of Haskola Sadin? So he says the same thing. Either before they presented the arguments or even after, you didn't even begin to look up the din. You're not even sure whether he's going to win or he's going to win. You just see you're going to have a problem. If this guy's going to lose, you'll never hear the end of it. So if that's not yet called Haskola Sadin, so you can back out. The din of Lo Sagurim Abtiyish doesn't set in. But if Mishatishman Devim, that's called Haskola Sadin Torah. Then the din is you're not allowed to suggest a pshara. Not like the Tanakhama that you can suggest a pshara up until Nigma din, you also have to Haskolas Adin. And Haskolas Adin is the same shir benegir to the din of backing out. The halacha of Lesagur Mepneish only applies after Haskolas Adin. That's his pshad Lesagur, Pash pshad Lesagur Mehob Meira, to be afraid of someone. I'm afraid to get involved, the guys are Meshugan, I'm good thing, something like that. So you're not allowed to be afraid. Once Haskolas Adin. The next Tana says another interpretation. Lo Saguru is Miloshin Oiger Bakayitz Lachmo. Yeah, the Gemara quotes on the around 15 lines, 10, 15 lines from the bottom of Zayin Omer Aleph. The Gemara quotes Psukin from Dvarim Chafei. V'yayin l'sishto v'lo se'agor. Another pasuk from Mishlei. Tochem Bakayitz Lachmo Oger Bakotzem Acholo Oiger Bakayitz Dein Maskel. So the Loshin in Tanakh, the word Oiger Chumish in Mishlei, means to gather together, to hold together. So here also, the next Tana says, Lo Sagur Mifneish goes on a different case. A Talmud Ayoshev Mifnei Rabba, and the Talmud sees the Rebbe is paskining wrong. But he doesn't want to be mizalz on the Kovet HaRab, so he says he's going to shvike. He's not going to say anything and let the Rebbe paskin wrong. So he's not allowed to. He has to go, he shouldn't tell the Rebbe, hey, you're all wrong, you don't know what you're talking about. He should go, show him the din in Shulchan Aruch. Perhaps, I think, who told us? I think Rav Baron Soloveitchik once told the story that a Kohen once came to his father, to Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, with a shayla of Tumas Kohanim, something about oil at Tumah. So in an apartment building, whether the Tumah goes or doesn't go. So his father wasn't Bahavan to know his halachas, but his mother used to learn Mishnayis a lot. His father learned Noshim and Zik and Kachim, whatever. So his mother knew Mishnayis. So his mother was listening in the other room. She heard the shaila, so she quickly went. She got in the shaila. She opened it up to the right page, and she walked in. And she put it on the table, and she walked up. So his father looked inside, and he told him what the din is, because all of the halachos is really based on mishnayos. So the Gemara says over here also by Talmud, if the Talmud sees that the Rebbe is making a mistake, he shouldn't just keep still and say Kavod HaRav dictates that he's not allowed to say anything. No, the pasuk says Lo Yisagur Mipnish, not Miloshen Meirahav, Lo Yisagur, don't be afraid of anyone. Rather Miloshen Oiga Bakayis Lachmo, he shouldn't hold back. He shouldn't hold in his opinion. He's obligated to tell the Rebbe in a nice way, without insulting the Rebbe, without hurting anybody's feelings. He should tell him that he thinks that he overlooked something. He has to tell him what the din is. Okay. Then the Gemara continues to say about how serious one has to be in making a din Torah, and so on. Then the Gemara discusses, the Gemara explains what is the machlokes. The Gemara said, it's a three-way machlokes, whether pshara is mutar, asur, or mitzvah, and we paske mitzvah. And mitzvah doesn't mean you have to keep on insisting that we force them to make a pshara. That's our practice today. We insist that they should do pshara because we're afraid we pasha don't know chashem mishpah. So we can't make a din Torah, so we always encourage them strongly that they should agree to pshara because we don't know what we're talking about. But in the days of the Gemara, they felt that they would be able to pass them properly. So mitzvah to do a pshara doesn't mean you insist, it just means we recommend, we don't even recommend, we say, we give you the option, would you like to have a pshara, would you like to have a din? But you don't keep on insisting. Those are the ganze mitzvah. Those are the ganze mitzvah. And then the Gemara says, there's another machlokes satanayim, from what point on do you say that it's prohibited to make a pshara? The top line, that's the Tanakhama says, only nigmar din, whatever that means, Rashi and says another machlokes. And the Tana later, Rav Shimon Menashe says an underword, it's already also to recommend that they should have a pshara. Now the Gemara, about 10 lines from the top over here, has, no, that pasuk is referring to a different story. Which pasuk? We're ready, the first 10 lines, there is no pasuk. It says, that pasuk goes on Aaron HaKohen. How does the Gemara have? Somebody over here who said a taich on a pasuk, pligad the Rav Tamchem Rav Chaniloi, the Omer Rav Tamchem Rav Chaniloi, l'nema mikro zeh, ele keneged maiseh ho'egel. That's referring to Aaron Shenema, vayar Aaron, vayivim mizbech, lefana maro. What do you mean vayar Aaron? What did he see? He saw that they had just murdered, they went to Chur, his nephew, Chub, is the son of Miriam, and they wanted him to make an Avodah Zarah, because then Moshe Rabbeinu disappeared, he didn't come back. So Chur said, what are you, crazy? I can't make an Avodah Zarah. So they killed him right away. So Aaron HaKohen saw, hey, they killed him, they're going to kill me too. So if they asked me to make an Avodah Zarah, I better make the Avodah Zarah for them. I don't want to die. So Aaron compromised, said, the pasuk goes on Aaron. What pasuk goes on Aaron? So that's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. So Rashi writes on the fourth line from the top of Zayin Amud Aleph, Mikra Zeh, that pasuk of Batseya Beirach Niyat Hashem, the one who blesses, the one who made the compromise, is Chilal Hashem, that's Mechart Megadeth. Anybody who praises Aaron for his activities in the Chet HaEgel is Chirif Egidu. Aaron did wrong. He wasn't permitted to make the Egel. He wasn't allowed to make the Cheshbon that he made, just like they killed Chur, they're going to kill me, it's an improper Cheshbon. And Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. Keneged Maisa HaEgel, the top Tosfos, doesn't go on the pasuk condemning somebody, but say be'ach niyat Hashem. Faker, it goes on the pasuk. Tarasem esoyse befiel v'yavlo v'nimtzah b'sfaso. We mentioned that pasuk before. So the Gemara said before, that's the tenth line from the top of Vav Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Moshe Rabbeinu always said yikav adinah sahar. I will Aaron HaKohen, because they never came to Aaron for the din Torah. He was allowed to recommend the pshara. He would always try to recommend, as it says in the pasuk Shenema, there are seven sides to be filled. He was always making peace. So that pasuk that praises Aaron for Belach Gutta Maisim Tovim is he praised. So we said before, we suggested, one Tana suggested, because he always would recommend to make a pshara. So the Gemara says, a pligid, the Rab Tancham, Rab Chaniloi, praising Aaron for a different thing, for his participation in the Chet Egel, he did the right thing. Vaseisti did the right thing. Why did he do the right thing? The cheshbon that he made was right. What's the cheshbon that he made? So the pashtus is, what's the machlokes here, Rashi and Tosfos? So what was the cheshbon that Aaron made? So the Gemara quotes the cheshbon. He saw that Ruach Hur Shezavuach Lefonov, Vayam, Vayivin Mizbeach Lefonov, Pashab Shat in the Pasuk, Vayivin Mizbeach Lefonov, and he built an altar. He built a Mizbeach. So the Gemara darshins, Vayivin Miloshan Havana, Mizbech is Mizavuach. Vayar Aaron, he saw his nephew was dead. Vayivin at the Fashtanin, Mizavuach Lefonov, he understood from the dead man laying in front of him that they're going to do the same thing to him. And he felt, Hashto, Obdu Likidi, Obdu Bechur, they're going to kill me also. And what is? Umikayim be, and it'll be such a farechant and such an aver for the Klal Yisrael. It'll be a miharig mikdash Hashem koin v'novi and vosved zayin. I'm a koin and a novi, and they'll kill me here. But lahavi lahu takanta liyolom. So the Rebbe Shalom will never forgive them. So Ari made a chesh v'mutav delev delegel. Shabbesa that they should worship Abirizor. It's which aver is less? Is it better to the both averes? Is it a bigger avera to kill a kohen v'novi b'beis Hashem, or is it a bigger avera to worship Avodah Zarah? So he made a cheshbon, it's better that they should worship Avodah Zarah efshar havilu takanta b'tshuva. For that they'll be able to do tshuva. But if they're going to kill kohen v'novi b'beis Hashem, lahavilu takanta li'olam. So that's a concept of chatei b'shvil she'yizkeh havercha. He wanted to be matzil klal Yisrael. That's what the Gemara says, chatei b'shvil she'yizkeh havercha. So the Gemara later has a discussion regarding Esther Amalka. The Gemara has a sugi of Yehorik Val Yavale. So the din is by Avodah Zarah, Gilei Rais, and Shvichas Dami. The din is that Yehorik Val Yavale. So the Gemara says, how was Esther allowed to go to Achashverosh? There was an Aver before Hestia, and that find Dalon on the base. The Gemara cracks Hakasha. Esther was intermarried with the Nochri Achashverosh. That's an Aver. So true, it's not Gilei Rais. For some reason or another, Gemara assumed that the Taisus and all the Rishonim discussed. It doesn't constitute Gilei Arayis, but still it's Shar Averis Befarhesia. All the Yidden knew that she was a Jewish girl and she's living with the king. So she's doing an Aver Befarhesia. So the Gemara works on it, the Gemara gives Terutzim. Why? Al Pi Halacha was Eisgehalt. So the Achrayim and Yerid in Shulchan Aruch and Ebenezer, in the end of Ebenezer, quote from the Maharik that the Gemara's whole discussion only was when she first married Ahasuerush, when they weren't holding by any Sakana, but later, when she went with the plan to save the Klal Yisrael, she's going to go and plead with the Melech that the Hischadim for Klal Yisrael and so on. So, and she said at that time, Kasher Avarati Avarati, she was going to be Mezana with Achashverosh in order to plead with him for the case. So how is she allowed to be Mezana? She went out of her way. She was initiating this nus over there. How are you allowed to do that? So the Rishonim said, no, that's Zichah Muta. That even though Gilei Arayis is Yehorik Val Yavah, but for the sake of Hatzolos Klal Yisrael, Gilei Arayis is Mutah. So that's what Taisus says on Adaf, that just like Gilei Arayis, that's what they seem to be assuming, just like Gilei Arayis is Mutah for the sake of Hatzolos Klal Yisrael, that's like Chatei B'Shul She'yizkeh Havercha, here too Avodah Zarah is Mutah for the sake of Hatzolos Klal Yisrael. Aaron HaKohen made a cheshbon, and it was a correct cheshbon. He's allowed to make an egel and allowed to have everybody worship Avodah Zarah in order to save them from the greater Avera of Yimharag Mikdash Hashem Koyim Menavi, which would have been Lahavi Lohu Takanta Liyolah. So you say, Oviyah Chatei, Bishvil Sheyizkeh Havercha, for the sake of Hatzolos Klal Yisrael, you're allowed to do that. That's how Tosis reads the Gemara, that it was Mutah. And Rashi holds that it's also. Rashi holds on the Gemara, no, Mikra Zeh, the Pasuk that condemns somebody, but said Be'ech Nias Hashem, that Aaron made a compromise. The compromise was by Avera. You're not allowed to make such a cheshbon. The cheshbon was wrong. That's the machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. I remember many years ago, one of the rabbanim in our yeshiva put out a sefer. So he wrote in the sefer a different suggestion over here. There's a famous machlekes, the Balamor, and the Ramban, and Daf Ayin Dalet on the base, in the middle of the sugya of Yehorik Bal Yavah. So the Gemara there talks about the following case. The Nochrim in Babylonia, where the Amorim used to live, used to worship the Zoroastrian religion. So apparently part of their religion is that they worship the fires. And part of their observance is that once or twice a year, a couple of times a year, sometimes it turned out to be on Hanukkah, so they wouldn't allow anybody to have any flames lit in their own homes. They would and whoever had a flame, they would take it from them and they would take it to their temple for the sake of the Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara in Bamei Madlikin talks in the Sugi of Chanukah, if it's a Shas HaShma, that they're going to take the flame, so what do you do with that Lakas Neres Chanukah? So the Gemara says, don't light Al Pesach Beis Mibachutz, they're going to take it away to the Beis Avodah Zarah. Be Madlik Al Shulchan Avodaya. Don't be Madlik Al Pesach Beis Mibachutz. So here the Gemara has the following Shaila. When the Nochrim come to my house, let's say I have some candles lit in the front window, and they come, they say, we want the candles in order to take it to the temple. And I know they're going to use it for Avodah Zarah. So if I'm going to give them the candles to worship Avodah Zarah, that's lifnivah l'sitei michshol. So the Gemara says, why don't I say Yehorik Val Yavor on that? So the Gemara gives a whole reason why. Because they're not really interested l'haver al hadas. They couldn't care less whether I'm a frumi, the chassidish, a chassid, a misnagid, a zoroastrian. They don't care. They're interested in their business. They want to worship Avodah Zarah. They're not interested in me. So the Gemara says, since it's l'hano asatzmon, it's not l'haver al hadas, they're not interested in causing me to violate my religion. They don't care what my religion is. They're interested in their own religion. So therefore, there's no din of Yehorik Val Yavah. Whatever, that's part of the sugi there. So the question is, what was the issue over here? How much How serious is the issue involved here? So that's a machleg is the Balamor and the Ramban. This is a lifnei iver of avodah zara. So would you say lifnei iver of avodah zara is also like avodah zara, that the din should be yoharig bal yavar? Like avodah zara gilei arayis and shvichas dam. Do you say yoharig bal yavar on abizrayus of gilei arayis? Let's say a man has to violate yichud with an eishes ish, and if not, he's going to lose his life. So would you say yoharig bal yavar yichud with an eishes ish? He's not going to do any sin. He's not going to violate Lysinov. He's just going to violate Anisa Deraisa in connection with, let's say, he's running away from the Nazis, and the only way to save his life is to run on this canoe, to use this rowboat. And the rowboat is made from Atzi Avodah Zarah. They took it from Atzi Asherah. And if he's going to get enough in the rowboat, it's a violation of Isuri Hanoah of Atzi Avodah Zarah. But it's not going to look like he's made of Avodah Zarah. It doesn't look like Avodah Zarah. But it's an Isa that's related to Avodah Zarah. That's called Abizrayu. An Isa that's related to one of the Isur. So that's a discussion that Balamor and the Ramban. Do you say it's a Shailon Yeridei? How we pass? What's the din of Abizrayo of Avodah Zarah? Avodah Zarah should really be treated like Avodah Zarah, and the heter is still a good heter. And the Ramban says, no, what? Lifnivra of Avodah Zarah is the same as Lifnivra Chazon, the same as Lifnivra of Shabbos and everything else. Lifnivra of Avodah Zarah is not an Avizrai of Avodah Zarah. Lifnivra is a general universal din. You're not allowed to help anybody do an Aver. You're not allowed to cause anyone to do an Aver. That's not called Avizrai of Avodah Zarah. There's no right from this Gemara to anything. The Gemara is talking about Lifnivra. The Gemara doesn't mean to say Lifnivra of Avodah Zarah is Dino Avodah Zarah. That's how the Ramah passes in Yeridei. It's in the Kuf Nun Zayin. The Ramah says, even if one will hold that Yehorek Bal Yavar applies even to the Yisurim that are related to Avodah Zarah, to the Yisurim that are related to Gilei Arayis, but Lifnivra is not called an Abizrai. Lifnivra is a general universal Yisurim. So this Rebbe in our yeshiva printed in a sefer that he thought that that's the Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos over here, the same Machlekes the Balamo and the Ramban on Daf Ayin Gimel on the base. That Aaron's participation in the Chet HaEgel was a Lifnivra of Avodah Zarah. He encouraged the Bnei Yisrael to worship the Egel. So Rashi holds that he did wrong. But say Berach Nias Hashem, Aaron did wrong. Why? Because Rashi holds that just like Avodah Zarah is Yehorek Bal Yavar, so Lifnivra of Avodah Zarah is also Yehorek Bal Yavar. And Tosfos says no, Adrab. Yeah, it's a little late, so maybe we'll leave out the Chumash.
I wasn't here for a few weeks. I had a symptom. So you, on this Yerushalmi, that you eat that, Shnaim Shadonu. I'm a Dr. Yerushalmi. The Tanaim Rashi seems to learn that it's not a logical machlokes, one is telling the other. It's just that you would ask a question, it says Shleisha. How do Amoraim argue on a Mishnah? See, Shleisha here, just like over there, he says Shleisha is Labdavke, is it Shleisha Labdavke?
That's the whole thing though.
That's how he seems to learn, the Mavir on the... It's just an easy way out.
Okay. That's one way.
One